Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
You know, this is DJ Scream, my dog Big Bank. It's here. It's episode 30 of Big Facts. We appreciate everybody rocking with us, man. And we got the one and only Lil Yachty up on Big Facts today. What's up, Yachty?
What's popping, man?
We've seen you out here getting active, protesting, you know what I'm saying, out there with the people. Talk to us about your mindset, about what everything that's been going on.
Yeah, bro, it's so hectic, bro. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, well, what's all been going on is it's unfortunate, but it needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's the only way that our voices are somewhat be heard, you know, and felt. We gotta actively show our anger and our frustration.
So what you think it's gonna lead to, though?
So far, you know, with the police officers in the George case, it got that third degree murder to a second degree murder, which we definitely need that at a first degree. You know, there needs to be a first degree murder. But so something's happening, you know, as far as police brutality, never going to stop. You know, it's unfortunate to say that, but that's just life. And I feel like that's going to always be a thing, you know. Maybe it'll be a small point of time when they ease off. But, man, police always going to abuse their power.
You ever had a situation like where some cops tried to fuck with you, maybe pulls you over, put you in a crazy situation?
Nah, man, I'm a good guy.
You're a good guy.
I'm a good guy, man. I don't get in no trouble, man.
Yeah. Nah, fair enough. So how it make you feel, man? Like, it was crazy. I ain't gonna lie, it was a moment for me because I saw men in the UK, overseas, they George Floyd, you know what I'm saying? And the shit that struck me was when his daughter, she wasn't crying or nothing. She was like, my daddy changed the world. Like, that gave me strength. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how make you feel? You know what I'm saying? Because you got a real diverse fan base too. You know what I'm saying? But how make you feel for everybody to be posting the Black Square and Black Lives Matter, Blackout Tuesday, all that?
It's beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful that we all coming on one accord. And it should have been a thing, though, you know, like it shouldn't be 2020. And this is like where everyone is starting to come on one page. It should have always, it should not have even got to this, you know, but I think it's awesome that the world is coming together. You know, it felt like it was ending. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's about to reset. Like, I feel like the whole world is just about to reset. Hopefully for the better. You know, I feel like this opened a lot of eyes for people and making a lot of people pay more attention to life and to the surroundings in the world. So
what is like dropping music during this shit, like during the corona shit and all this shit. Trying to keep your music career going, like,
you know, man, I've been working so hard on my project, man. I dropped it right the night before all the protesting started, man, you know, and I never promoted it. I dropped it at midnight. I posted the cover. And that next day, the protest started and the riots and it got deep. And, you know, that was a much more serious topic than, you know, our music will come, you know. Music will be there. You know, we could promote music later. So I put the whole project, even the promotion, we put all that to the side. You know, this is much more important. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, but at the same time, I respect it and understand it. I could always drop another album, you know what I'm saying? I know my album is amazing, you know what I'm saying? But it's a bad time. You know, no one could have predicted that this would have happened and that the world would have just took a stand like that, you know? So it is what it is, you know?
What's some of the things you had lined up to do with the album that you just didn't do?
Good ton of shit. I mean, I didn't get to shoot all the videos I wanted to shoot. I didn't do any press run. No press run. I didn't get to promote it. I posted my album cover one time at midnight when it came out. I never posted it again. You know what I'm saying? I went protesting. All that other stuff. I didn't talk about my album. I didn't tweet about it. None of that. So I had zero promotion. Of course, ain't no show, so ain't no touring, which, you know, you work real hard on an album. You always want to go out and see that reaction and see how your fans fuck with it, you know what I'm saying, by touring and shit. So, I mean, it's a lot of shit I want to do. I didn't get to go speak on it. But it's cool, though. You know, I'm going to drop a deluxe. I'm going to come back again. It's all good. It's out there, you know, and my fans love it. That's all that matters to me.
What's your conversations be like, man? Your mom, cool. I met your mom. She gave me that book, Raising a Rapper. I read through some of it. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like that's like your best friend or something, man. Talk to everybody a little bit about your relationship with your moms and what she's been talking about to keep you motivated in this 2020 shit, because it's been crazy.
It's so crazy, bro, because when I was growing up, and I used to live with my mom. I was living in the house, like, in high school. My mom always told me, she always said, I'm not your friend. Like, that was something she always said. Me and my mom used to get into it a lot. She always say, I'm your mama, I'm not your friend. I ain't supposed to be your friend. You ain't supposed to like me, because we always get into it. But, you know what I'm saying? As I got older and I started, you know, paying all the bills and I started taking care of everything, we got a lot closer and we gained a lot more understandings for each other and stuff like that. So we are real close. But, you know, my mom kind of stayed out the way when it comes to, like, music. She more so handled my business and my financial standpoints. So we don't really talk too much about the industry. You know, me and my mom talk, it's like mother-son stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You know, we don't talk too much. I don't really mix my business and my personal life.
Mm-hmm. What you miss the most about being outside and just being free and being able to go wherever you want to go, however you want to go, no mask, no nothing? Like, what's the shit you miss the most?
Yeah, Charles. That's it, Charles. I don't go out. I don't go out. And I go, it's really rare. I don't run with 100 people. I'm saying I'm not. No, it's just not. That's not my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a clubber. If you see me in clubs, because I was dragged there. Unless it's the strip club. Love the strip club. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, like, I don't go out because I don't smoke. I don't drink. You know what I'm saying? So I be bored in the environment. So
what you do, bro? I'll be honest, bro. You made a lot of money fast. I don't know what kind of money you had before the boat took off, for say, but you made a lot of. Like, I saw you with Larry Lee at a show, and that was Lil Yachty. Then literally 5 days later, it was like, whoa. Yachty, you know what I'm saying? So, what the fuck you do with your money, bro? If you don't go nowhere, like, tell us some of the stuff, because it might be constructive, because I think people need to do different stuff with their money. What you do with your money? Do you try to flip it? Do you donate it?
I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of flexing, too. You know what I'm saying? I love flexing. I'm a big dog when I'm flexing. So we do a lot of flexing, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all can see these, but these are pretty, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you shining.
But, yeah, you know, it's 10 carats, but we ain't going to get into that. I do a lot, you know what I'm saying? Me and my mother like to purchase properties, we like to flip them. I have this thing for cars. Like, it was a point in time when I was, like, infatuated with cars. Growing up, my mother would never buy me a car because she just never trusted me. So when I finally got money, man, I love cars. I love shoes. I got a serious shoe collection, you know what I'm saying? I spent, like, past, I'm trying to collect this Jordan. I'm trying to finish my Jordan collection, the ones. Man, I got 10 out of 18, I got 8 left. I'm already at like 45 grand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I buy shoes. I love shoes. I like collectibles. I like not action figures, but they're like old toys. They like worth a lot of money.
We see them in the background. We see a couple of
like figurines and stuff like that. My mother likes spending money. My mother loves shopping. You know what I'm saying? Man, my mother's my world, so. Like, I never told my mother no to nothing. We share bank accounts, me and my mother. She ain't even got to ask me. She get whatever she want. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's hard.
I got to take care of her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. Like, and then I got my living. You know what I'm saying? I got to take care of her. I love jewelry. You know what I'm saying? So,
how you remain humble through this industry, though? How you just remain humble, like, remain yada? How you do that shit?
It's one thing I never forget, bro. I'm Terry now. I never forget my life. Beforehand, I don't know if because it wasn't that long ago, you know what I'm saying? But I will never forget. Like, I used to be broke. I had an EBT card. Like my mom was working two jobs. Then she lost both her jobs, and I had to get a job at McDonald's. I'll never forget these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to scam heavy, like credit card scanner and all that. Like, I'll never forget these things. You know what I'm saying? That, like, what I had to go through in life. You know what I'm saying? And a big thing is I tend to always go through. I'm from Cobb. I tend to always go through my old town. Like, just dropped. I still get my hair braided by that same lady, so I always go through it. And it always reminds me, like, life before fame. On top of that, I still got the exact same friends, all of them, from elementary school, like, same people. So it's like, and like I said, I do not mix my business life and my personal life. I look at this rap shit like the game, like it's a character. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a storyline, and you turn the switch on when it's time to be a rapper, and it's like, you know, it's like, it's entertainment. So it's all, like, to entertain. You know what I'm saying? But when the door closed and the lights turn off, like, man, I'm just like you. I'm just like, we all the same. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't never been big-headed when it came to anything. Can't nobody ever say that. And nobody would ever say that. That's not me. I'm not too good for nothing. You feel me?
Yeah, I remember one time when I was making a chopping with Savage, making lit. He was like, man, I fuck with Yachty because Yachty just, he himself, man. Like, he ain't trying to be something that he ain't. You know what I'm saying? Like, he himself, like, if you just Yachty, just be on some Yachty shit. He don't care. He gonna do what he want with his hair. You gonna do, like, you comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to cap with nothing.
Man, I ain't trying to, and I don't want to be anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't make millions on millions just being myself. So why would I switch it up to try to be like anybody else? I respect everybody in the lane. I respect niggas, the big dogs. I respect niggas who are doing their thing. I respect niggas who are doing their thing more than me. That's cool. Turn up. Number one album. Woo. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it probably ain't going to probably be a different situation if I wasn't making no money. Like, if I want, that'd be a main driven reason why niggas hate. I mean, they never gonna say that, but if you're not making no money, you're angry. If you're around all these people, especially if you hang with them, like, you every day, you on the block with these niggas, or you studio with these niggas making all this money, and you go home to your annoying baby mama, or whatever the case, you ain't got no money, it make you angry. But, man, I'm good. Like, I'm up. So I would never hate on what they doing that. Even if they doing more, making more money than me, or making more number one albums, or I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I'm straight. And I'm 22. And I'm 22 years old. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm 32. I'm 22. I've been doing this for 4 years. That's one span of high school, like freshman to senior year. That's it. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck I'm hate on anybody else for? I'm chilling.
That's real. Big facts. Big fat. Hey, man, it seemed like I've been talking about this a lot, man. The people, they trying to cancel everybody. No matter what you say on Twitter, Instagram, as soon as you say anything, you can't. What's your thoughts on the cancel culture, man? And how have you avoided the cancel culture?
Few things. One, sometimes celebrities need to know when to shut the fuck up, man.
Say that again, please.
Man, these some of these celebrities be tripping, bro. They talk out of turn. Like they talk when not even asked to. I'm saying, or just feel the need to insert themselves. Stop it. We not politicians. Like I said, this is entertainment. Like, people mix shit up, man. It's a weekend. Then a lot of people don't know. Man, I don't know, bro. I don't take social media serious, bro. So I'm not on there just babbling. You got to read the room. Like, I know when to troll, and then I know when some shit is really serious. Like, people have lost their lives. Cops really out here tripping. And even if I do have an opinion, bro, I keep it offline. You know what I'm saying? It ain't for me to go share with millions of people, because everybody not going to understand that. And people just judge under the microscope. It's so crazy. You got celebrities that ain't saying shit, ain't doing shit. People, they being criticized, right? They criticized because they didn't say nothing. They're not doing it. You got celebrities that's going out and walking. Or you got a celebrity. Or like when I went and I spoke to the crowd when our protest, them folks was criticizing me saying, why you talk like that? So it's like, you don't win. If I don't go out, I'm fucked up. If I go out and then I give a speech and I try to educate my base, it's like, why are you talking like that? Why you speak like that? Why you stutter? Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't win. You know what I'm saying? So you can't even live your life trying to figure out how to please everybody. I learned that a long time ago.
Facts.
Yeah. Now that's real, man. They're trying to cancel everybody for nothing. Yeah. We were talking about earlier. Why Kendrick ain't say nothing? Kendrick started the movement. What you talking about? Like, Kendrick been on that. He went to the Grammys and did the most.
The crazy shit is, though, all these people sitting on the internet doing the canceling are not doing anything. They're not protesting. They're not donating. They just sitting at home.
Let me ask, though, because I was a little torn, like, with the Virgil situation. They tried to, he only donated $50. That's a little different, because it is like, I don't know. I was confused. I'm like, damn, $50 is like, you appreciate it, but you can't buy no off-white shoestring for $50, bro. You know that.
Donated $50.
Virgil, that make the off-white clothes.
Oh yeah,
he donated $50.
It's fucked. It's like this. It's fucked up.
Who he donated $50 to?
I don't know.
Black Lives Matter or something. Some black cause.
Yeah.
$50.
When you can't get an off-white keychain for $50.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing about that. It's so crazy because all the people that's criticizing definitely didn't even donate $50 for a fact. But like you're saying, it's like, that's so fucked up about life. Like, when you become this celebrity or this person, or you have X amount of dollars that nobody knows, none of us know how much money Virgil got. Shit, Virgil could be broke. Not saying he broke, I'm saying, but he could be. So we all holding him up. Like, damn, bro, $50, that's all you could do? That's like, but it's like, I said, I guess that's just life though. When you become a celebrity, it's like you just have invisible standard that like you just have to be held to. It's almost like say so like imagine if Virgil pulled up in a Honda. Oh, it would be the topic of the world. It's like, what the fuck? You make all right, but you drive a Honda. Like it's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy shit is, I ain't gonna get to that. But
it's just us though.
That's what I was really finna say. It's just black folks.
Yeah. They feel like out there, you got that money, you need to be spending that shit. You need to look like it.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong though. I definitely agree that he was tripping donating $50. He was definitely tripping. He was tripping.
I don't know him. I ain't that my first time hearing that shit.
Yeah.
But I've been watching the news though. They ain't talking about I've been watching goddamn CNN, like all 50 states.
But see, that's the thing with CNN. CNN is not documenting all of the negativity going on in the streets. That's that all the brutality that's going on day and day. You know what I'm saying? Like, CNN got a hidden agenda, bro. CNN is covering. Police is, them folks said, them police officers, it was a time when they had went and kneeled with the protesters. Second that they took the picture, they started beating the protesters. They're not documenting these rubber bullets that's taking people's eyes out. None of this is being seen on CNN. CNN just want to show, oh, yeah, there's peaceful protesting. Oh, the rioting. Oh, people are being destructive to local businesses. It's not fair, bro. They're not even covering. CNN is not even covering the reason why all this is happening. Like, it's not even about George Floyd no more. It's more so about riots, destructing, protesting. Yo, but what about the reason why this is happening? You know what I mean? That's not even the motive that's being pushed on the news. That's why news is so fucked up. But on Twitter, where it's uncensored, it's real, bro. It's really real out there.
You got to always understand, I tell people that, you know, CNN and whatever, it's a business. So whatever they feel is going to be most profitable, they running their business. I ain't saying I agree
with that. White folks is not. First off, they're trying to make black folk look crazy. They trying to make us look like, I trying to make niggas look like we're shit, like we niggas, like we being disruptive and just destructing shit for no reason. Like we just want to steal. And I saw some shit on the news about when a white lady was looting a store and she was coming out with clothes. And the reporter said she must work there. No, bro. But that's just how they trying to do us on the news, man. Yo, bro, we had a black news channel, like, but that'd be so amazing. Like, we had a whole channel, black news. Like, of course, I'm not saying
they run all day. Yeah, shit just run all day, like CNN. Yeah, that'll be hard.
Black reporters, black weathermen, black just black anchors, black everything. Yeah, man. That's what Tyler Perry needs to do. That's what we really need, a black news channel.
Mm. That might be your play, bro.
I wouldn't even know where to start with that. But that idea is golden, man. We need to make it happen. All the black celebrities need to come together and make that happen.
Yeah, that'll be hard, though, for real. Just until I have people from different states.
Yeah.
That'll be hard.
All that. Like a world news. Just like CNN. You know, CNN syndicated everywhere. CNN is, you see that everywhere. We need R news.
Hey, words from Lil Yachty, man. With the pandemic side of things, like, would you go to a restaurant? Would you go to a club right now? Would you do any of that?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm going out. I don't go to clubs, but like, I go outside every day. I'm about to move into a new house, so I'll be furniture shopping. I've been furniture shopping. I don't, and a mask hurt my fucking ears. Like, I don't even like wearing them shit. Them shit hurt. I don't even like them shits for real, bro.
It do hurt. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, I put it on somebody make me, but I ain't trying to wear that shit. That shit hurt my. You just get the fuck. Like, if now if a nigga start coughing around me, then it's smoke. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, bro, we straight, man. I'm chilling. I wash my hands, hand sanitizer. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
It never really scared me.
I don't know, man. When I saw 100,000 people worldwide, I ain't gonna say scared. I don't know if that's the word, but I was concerned.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but those are two different things, though. You know, and someone would actually try and throw that in my mouth. I never said I wasn't concerned. I said personally, I was not scared. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what about the Boper shit? What type of backlash you got to back off that shit?
Man, what kind of, man? Too much. And it's so crazy. It's so crazy. When I did that, bro, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think people was going to I didn't even think people was gonna trip like that. You know what I'm saying? I swear it was just supposed to be funny. Like, it was a joke. It was like I didn't want to have a boring video because everybody always do the same music video and it's boring. It's like, I wanted to do something funny. I wanted to tell jokes on there. I wanted to look like a TV, like the Oprah show. And then when it dropped, yo, people was going crazy. And then in my mind, I had genuinely forgot. Like, I forgot, like, oh, fuck, this is frowned upon in certain communities. Because I wasn't raised like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't raised, like, I don't judge nobody. And people's business, they business. So, I've always been able to detect entertainment. Like, you know, like if you're watching the Chappelle show, you're watching Saturday Night Live and they do a skit and it's, you know, I'm dressed up like a girl. Like, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's funny. Like, I don't look at it like, oh, man, he's gay, bro. Like, oh, hell no, you gay. Anybody in the city can ask me, bro, when it comes to these beautiful chocolate women. They know what's up with me. Like, no one could even play with me like that when it comes to shit like that. I don't get it. I don't.
That shit, oh, they were trolling the fuck out you, huh?
Man. But ain't nobody ever said nothing to me.
Nah, I ain't somebody like, I'm just saying like the internet, the internet.
Well, it's two sides of the internet, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a young generation side and then there's an older generation side and they have different mindsets on a lot of, every topic there's two different narratives. Like, you know, you got a younger generation that just think it's funny. It's just funny, you know, it's cool, it's a joke. It's a skit. It's entertainment. Then you got the older side that's like, no, you shouldn't be doing that. That's gay. You making our black men look bad. And
I mean, that kind of what we was talking about earlier. Like, can you win? You just got to be yourself. You can't win because if you
can't
win,
don't
do it. If you do it, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
But if you could take it back, would you take it back though? Would you have not did it?
12 million plays and 3 days on YouTube. Nah, man. We went gold 3 days ago. 60 million plays on Spotify. Nah, man. It's fun, bro. It's fun. I had a good time. I enjoyed it. A lot of people laughed at it. I got to say shit to the baby and Drake that no reporter would ever say to them. You know what I'm saying? So it was fun. You know what I'm saying? I had a good time. Nah, I wouldn't take it back. Do I want to dress up in dresses now? No. Did I enjoy that? It was not fun. The heels hurt. Not like I loved it. You know what I'm saying?
You was acting. It's like a movie.
That's all it was.
Oprah didn't reach out to y'all?
She didn't reach out to me personally, but someone asked about an interview, and she said some shit like, oh, yeah, I love the fact that I mentioned in the Drake song. Fuck, nigga, that ain't Drake. Nigga, my shit. So I ain't standing on Oprah, man.
That's heavy, man. Who you ain't got a chance to lock in with yet? Cause you don't pretty much, you have knocked down some massive features, but who you ain't got a chance to
Me and Uzi never worked.
That'd be hard.
Me and Uzi never worked. Me and I just wanted to work with Kid Cudi. I don't work with damn near everybody in the city, for real. You know what I'm saying? I was watching an interview when y'all was interviewing Nudy. I did a song with Nudy, man. I'm on his first tape. I was looking at that shit like, man, he probably just forgot. But I reached out to Nudy early on because I always fuck.
I always fuck with
both of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be fucking with everybody coming up though. Like, anyone who was themselves, I always fuck with them. But I didn't work with a lot of people already. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know too much of too many people that I genuinely want to work with. I want to work with Rod Wave. Rod Wave is crazy. I think Rod Wave is dope. I ain't too many people I ain't worked with already, bro, that I want to work with. Keep it on it. Frank Ocean,
okay.
Bro, you want up?
Me?
What's your first one tonight?
Hey, man, they had that Snow Patrol long ago in this house.
For real.
Man, what? It's around here all the time. Oh, that 125-7, bro.
That's them niggas, bro. I just, my nigga, them Shark Bakery, they ain't doing that shit. I just let them, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping. That shit smoking though.
Nah. Yeah, well, I heard.
You never smoke?
I used to, and I smoked when I did How High. But it's just, I don't enjoy being high. Like, I just don't, it's just not a thing for me.
You got any more movies coming up?
Man, bro, I have two in production. We're working on two. We're still working on them, but everything got halted. Everything put on a halt. You know what I'm saying? In the current situation of the world, I'm ready to get back on it. Because acting, as you know, for me, it was so much fun, bro. So it's so different just to see what goes into all that shit. And to see, like, you know, filming and how many times you got to do certain scenes with different cameras. And I enjoyed it, you know what I'm saying? I really want to, that's something I really want to get into. You know what I mean? So I definitely got a few things in the works. I got a television show too that we're working on. So yeah, I definitely got some stuff in play.
Television show? What is it about?
It's not about me, but my story trying to make it. So it's about a kid who moved to New York trying to get known, basically. That's the little bit I can give. It's a funny show though.
Yeah.
And then coming back to Atlanta. It's dope though. I got a lot of stuff.
What else up your sleeve for the rest of 2020? Well, that you can foresee, because
if we're still alive in the next few months,
we will be.
what you mean by that?
Man, just ain't no telling, bro. Every day is something different.
They said the aliens coming next. That's what they said.
I promise I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be in shock if aliens or zombies popped up. Yo, bro, this world is. It's always been an unpredictable thing, but right now, yeah. No, I'm talking about the world. Like, the world is so unpredictable right now. It's like, bro, every day you wake up, it's something different. You know what I mean? So,
we started with Kobe. That shit hit us. Then right after Kobe, then it was a pandemic.
Pop Smoke does
too. Pop Smoke. And then, boom, Corona to worldwide. Protests, not just 3-4 cities, all 50 states.
All 50 states, but it's so many more countries a part of it too.
UK, overseas.
Mm-hmm. It's different, man. I don't know
what the hell going on. I wonder what the fuck going on, bro.
Yeah, I think I look at it like, bro, they have folks in the house for too long.
They ain't getting enough sunlight.
Man, folks was cramped up in them houses, so the second it was up, it was up.
Niggas wasn't in the house in Atlanta. These niggas still out.
Nah, that's a fact. And the A, niggas was never, but other states, niggas was taking it serious. Atlanta definitely was not taking it serious.
Atlanta didn't, yeah.
I'm surprised y'all ain't even back in the studio yet. Y'all still working from home.
Yeah. We'll be back soon.
Yeah, we're getting back to it.
But a lot of people got down still, a lot of people who want to come on the show and shit, they still chilling. I guess niggas saying they're going to chill to 2021, though. That's what I've been hearing.
I couldn't do that, bro. I'm ready to get back on stage, man. I'm ready.
Nah, they saying you can't book no show this year, though.
Yeah, I know, till 2021. I know.
Yeah.
Which is hurting a lot of these artists. They hurting.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it.
A lot of artists is hurting with no shows.
And the message behind that.
A lot of artists, a lot of goddamn producers, everybody.
But producers ain't getting no money from a show. Producers get paid regardless. As long as the song come out, as long as it's being played.
I mean, promoter. Yeah, you're right.
Promoters. Yeah. Yeah, but the club's going to open back up. Clubs will soon open back up. But I'm talking about, see, that makes sense. Okay. See, I don't do clubs. I don't do club appearances. So my shows, I guess, are different.
Nah, but the club, they say you just only have a certain amount of people in the club now. So how nigga gonna make your money back if you trying to pay an artist?
But I ain't gonna lie though, bro, these clubs gonna be so packed the second the door open, bro, people are so ready to get out. Like the club about to open on Sunday, last Sunday.
Some lounges open, but look, they bust about 7 of them yesterday saying if they come in there like on some fire marshal shit and you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, they gonna shut it down.
$15,000 fine.
Yeah.
On God, though, some niggas going to be willing to take that.
Oh, hell yeah. Then I think they ain't going to go to the hood. I think the hood clubs, you know what I mean? I don't think they're going to go to the hood checking, in my opinion.
Shit, man. These folks got them trying to stop their money, man. They going everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think so. They not going to the hood.
I don't see them folks popping up the Crucial. Hey, make sure y'all 6.
That's a small club. I'm talking about them big clubs that trying to book an artist, like.
Oh no! I don't
bigger
see
club.
You don't see that. The new wave. I don't get it. The new wave is, and we said it before. The Lil Yachty did a digital concert right now, like this shit right here. That shit a sellout. That's the new wave.
I actually just got booked for one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they book. They are booking artists for that shit. They getting a nigga bankroll too.
6 figures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your TV ads in that shit. All
but
that
you can only really do one though, huh?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I've only been booked for one that I'm about to do. That's a good question. Probably.
I think it's about the lineups. Like, it might have to be Yachty and this person on one, and Yachty and another person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to switch the lineups up.
I wonder how it's going to work.
Shit, it's going to work great.
Yeah, but think about it. Them folks sent that money, they're going to make it work.
They're going to make it work. They're going to make their money back. Believe that. Yeah,
that's true.
Gotta get these young niggas some game, niggas that's younger than you trying to come up in this rap shit.
Trying to come up in the rap game, bro. The most important thing that seems like people today do not understand is that you need to be yourself. You know what I mean? And I can't stress it enough. Trying to follow up behind the next nigga, bro, can only lead to a short success rate or nowhere. You know, bro, we got enough. We got enough of this nigga. We got enough of that nigga. Be you. And a lot of people got to understand, bro, that this industry ain't for everyone. I know it seemed like quick money. I know it seemed like millions of dollars. But there's so many other ways to make millions of dollars, bro. It's so many more. I think people forget, like, it's much more, many more millionaires than just celebrities. Actually, it's way richer people than celebrities. Like, bro, there was so many ways to make money, bro, if you just sit and use your brain. But people got to take that time. People got to take the time to actually think about what it is they want to do or what there is missing in the world that they could bring to it or whatever the case may be. Now, Sam, people like the easy route. You know, a lot of people like the easy route. That's why you see a lot of girls. I ain't going to get into it. People like the easy route. People like
Nah, get into it.
Only fans.
I ain't gonna do that. But people like the easy route out. I respect anybody making money, though. Let me get that clear. You making money, I respect anybody hustling, but it don't take long to come up with a game plan and get it together. You know what I mean? It's so many ways to make money, bro. Just gotta use your brain.
Yeah, that's real, man. Salute, Lil Yachty. You know what I'm saying? That's the last installation in the Boat series for sure. 100%.
Yeah, man. I'm not trying to be that dude doing Lil Boat 10.
What you got coming next?
I'm going to drop. The deluxe. Of course, I'm going to do the deluxe. I'm going to do the deluxe because I dropped at a real bad time. I didn't get to promote it at all. I didn't get to promote it at all. So I'm going to repackage it, throw that thing back out there because it's crazy. Like, I know my project is great. I know it's amazing. You know what I'm saying? It's got all different elements in it. So we're going to throw that thing back out there and then, you know, just keep going. Work on something else.
We appreciate you pushing up on our game, man. Sideways,
love
when I see you. You know that.
And campaigning. We appreciate that you a fan and you actually watch this shit. That mean a lot to us, bro.
Hey, I'm telling you, it be on my living room TV almost every day. All the time I watch that shit. For real.
Nah, that's love, bro. We get back in the studio. We got to get you up there, bro.
Come on, bro. It's nothing. I told you, whatever you need from me, let's go. All
right.
That's what it is. Big shouts out to Lil Yachty, man, representing on Big Facts. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.